Okay, I think it's time to get started properly. So, 1 John 1:9, we'll name our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在从约翰一书的一章第九节，我们要跟上帝认罪。
So let's bow our heads and name our sins directly to God the Father.
然后我们要把我们的罪状直接单独的跟我们的天父诉说。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us now.
感谢天父给我们这些时间。
We give thanks for all the spiritual resources that you've given to us from the moment that we believed in Jesus Christ.
并感谢天父能够让我们所有得到所有灵性上面属灵的这些资源，当我们认主耶稣之后开始。
And so we pray that as we focus on the message, that these things will become a reality for our spiritual lives.
也祷告，希望我们的专注力可以放在所有的课堂上所学的东西，并且也让所有所学的都可以应用在我们的属灵生活中。
And we raise up our prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们所有的祷告是奉主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
There was a slide that I sent to you which was quite interesting. So I'll just bring it up now.
那我们就先来谈一下这一张时间表。
This graph or this diagram is actually explained in a book by the Colonel called The Blood of Christ.
好，这个表呢是上校牧师他给我们的在基督之血那本书里面他做的一张时辰表。
Okay, and I just talked to the man in Baraka who's sort of responsible for the Grace China Mission website. He said that will be on the website very soon.
那 Tim 呢也跟 Baraka Church 的一个负责这个就是中文的网站的人有谈过，他说这一张表，应该是说基督之血那个文章也很快的会被放在这个网站上。
You just have to wait, but we do have a doctrine about the blood of Christ on the IB Doctrine website as well. Okay, but this diagram actually appears in the book The Blood of Christ.
但无论如何，这一个我们现在在荧幕上看到的这张时辰表，就在那本书里头。
I just thought because it's Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday, we could spend a couple of minutes looking at this diagram.
因为我们这是复活节，所以我们要在这边先来看一下这一张时辰表。
Okay. One of the important things you need to note is that this organizes the timeline according to two calendars.
好，我们在这边主要是要谈的是说，这个时间就是耶稣基督他从这个受难到他复活，时间表其实是有两个不同的历法的不同的这个表述方式。
Okay, and that's, we have the Galilean calendar and the Judean calendar.
一个是加利利的历法，它的日历，另外一个是犹太历法。
Galilee, that's the northern part of Israel. That's where Jesus sort of grew up. His parents were Galilean. So that was his homeland, really, his hometown.
我们要了解就是耶稣基督他其实是在就是以色列的北边，所以是加利利所在的区域。
His ancestral town, we would say, would be Bethlehem.Bethlehem. Yeah, that's where King David was born. Remember, Jesus Christ is from the line of David. And when Mary and Joseph had to sign for the census, they had to go to Bethlehem, which is very close to Jerusalem.
因为耶稣他是在他是伯利恒人，他的父母亲都是伯利恒人，那他们是其实是跟大卫王是同一个血脉。
But apart from a small time when he was young, he had to go to Egypt as well. But Jesus spent most of his life in Galilee.
虽然他在小时候曾经在埃及待过一段时间，但是耶稣他基本上大部分的时间都是待在加利利。
And most of the disciples were Galileans as well.
而那些跟随耶稣的这些使徒们也大部分都是加利利人。
But at that time, of course, they're going to be near Jerusalem, so they're going to be operating also under the Judean calendar.
而但是在这个时间，就是他耶稣受难的那个时间，他们其实都已经到了耶路撒冷，所以他们其实呢，在当时也会用到耶路撒冷他们所用的犹太历法。
Now you have to remember, God controls history, and that includes all the calendars and the time aspect of history.
你要了解上帝他是 是能够掌控所有的事情，包括了各种不同的历法。
And we don't know the details of how these calendars came to be separated, but this is so that Jesus Christ could celebrate the Passover evening with his disciples and then still go to the cross on the day of the Passover.
所以呢，在这个很有意思的就是，在这个逾越节的晚餐，耶稣跟他的所有的使徒、门徒们一起用了晚餐，而他后来被钉上十字架，但是全部都是在一天。
Remember, Jesus is the Passover Lamb.
要记得哦，耶稣基督他就是逾越节的那只羊。
And going all the way back to the time of the Exodus, when the Jews had to come out from Egypt, the Passover Lamb was killed on the day of Nisan. That's the 14th before sunrise.
Before sunset.
Yeah.And then they could eat the Passover lamb afterward.
所以呢，在逾越节的时候呢，其实是有一个规定，在当年出埃及记的时候，就是那个晚上，就是他们的羊必须要在太阳下山前，就是六点以前要杀，然后这只羊杀过的羊要在六点以后去吃。
But Jesus Christ himself, he's going to partake of the Passover meal, and then he's going to go to the cross to be killed as the Passover lamb. That's why you need the two calendars, because he's going to partake of the Passover meal, and then he's going to be the Passover lamb as well.
而在这个耶稣基督他要等于是他先吃了这个逾越节的晚餐，但他还必须要成为逾越节的那只受宰的羔羊。
I can't spend too much time going into the details here. Again, you can look at the book later. But Jesus Christ and his disciples have to finish the meal so that the lamb has to be killed before 6 p.m. and then they're going to eat the meal after 6 p.m. So this is where you see on the diagram, Wednesday 14th of Nisan. Now they've killed the lamb obviously before 6 p.m. and then the Galilean Passover meal and Last Supper of Christ happens after 6 p.m.
好，所以在加利利人他们的逾越节的晚餐哈，是在等于是下午的时候六点以前就已经杀了那只羊，然后之后六点之后他们耶稣基督跟他的门徒一起吃晚餐。
Okay, and sometime that night after they finish the meal, Jesus goes out. He's going to be arrested.
然后吃完饭后不多久，耶稣基督就被抓了。
From that time until the next day, until 9 o'clock, he's going to face there's five trials he has to go through.
然后呢，在他被抓到第二天早上九点，他被钉上十字架之中，他一共大约有被受审五次。有五个审判。
First, there's sort of the lower priest, then there's the high priest, then there's Pilate, then he goes to Herod, and then he comes back to Pilate. That's five.
好，第一个是他先接受一个比较第一位阶的一个祭司审判，然后到最高的祭司审判，然后到 Pilate， 忘记他的中文名字。
Okay, so he's the head of the Romans.
就是罗马的这个在地的管理者。
And then he goes to Herod.Okay, we're just looking back at the chart again. So we see that the crucifixion took place from 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. on the Thursday. According to the Galilean calendar, it's the 15th of Nisan.
那其实我们在这个加利利的历法上面看得出来哦，就是耶稣他是在早上九点到下午三点被钉在十字架上，然后三点去世。那他其实呢是在当时的 Nisan 这个月的15号，也是一个星期四。
But remember the original Passover, when the Passover lambs were killed, was the 14th of Nisan.
但是对于一般这个历法上面来讲。逾越节应该是14号，就是 Nisan 的14号。
But that's not a problem for God. See, God just rearranges the calendar a little bit.
但这对上帝没有什么关系，他就是处理了一下这个时间表。
He organized history in some way to have these two calendars. So you got the Galilean and the Judean calendar. And Jesus Christ went to the cross on the 14th of Nisan, but on the Judean calendar.
因为呢，你如果去看这个犹太的历法的话呢，耶稣基督他的死刚好就在犹太历法的 Nisan 的14号，所以它还是符合了立法，是符合了犹太的立法。
Judea was the southern part of Israel, and that's where Jerusalem was the capital, like the political and the religious capital.
因为呢，在以色列的南边，也就是他们这个犹太立法所施行的地方，也就是耶路撒冷所在之地，他们的时间是比他们加利利的立法几乎晚了12个小时。
So on the Judean calendar, on the 14th of Nisan, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m, Jesus Christ is going to go to the cross and he's going to die on the cross.
好，所以变成了在犹太立法的这个时间表上面，耶稣去世的时间其实是就是 Nisan 的14号，也就是逾越节当天早上。好，从九点到下午三点是他被挂在十字架上的时间。
Now there's a law in the Mosaic law written by Moses about 1500 years before that during the Sabbath day, which means any Sabbath day, and Sabbath means a religious holiday for the Jews, you cannot have a dead body on the ground. That body has to be buried before the beginning of the Sabbath.
我们要了解就是从这个摩西立法里面的，他有要求所有的死人，他死必须在下午六点以前就必须要埋葬，他不能够让死人的尸体留在地上六点，晚上六点以后。
See, the next day was the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. So I think you've got, that's the name of it there.On the 15th, that's called the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, which means that, you know, the bread without the yeast.
好，然后呢，到了这个 Nisan 的15号呢，就是那一天就是无酵饼安息日的宴席。那也就是说你必须要吃那个无酵饼，没有被发酵过的饼。
Now, usually when people are crucified, it can take days, maybe, you know, 10 days for that person to die.
他说其实很多人他们被钉，那些罪人被钉在十字架上，有的时候是要摆好多天他才死的，他在钉那边钉很久的。
So we see, and there's a passage in the Gospels where that the Jewish people, they went to the Romans and they said, hey, we have to get these bodies off the cross, so you have to speed up their death.
所以呢，在那时候就会有一些犹太人跑去跟这些罗马人说，我们必须要把这些死人的这个尸体赶快拿下来要埋葬，因为必须要在六点，晚上六点以前去作业。
Okay, and the Romans have a process for doing this. It's called cruri fragium.
而罗马人呢，他们在做这个，就是把这些十字架上的人卸下来，他们是有一个做的方法的。
I think it's spelled something like cruri fragium. Fragium means to break.And you're breaking the bones. That's what it literally means, to break the bones.
而这个，所以他们这些罗马人呢，他们就有一个方式就是要把死人在应该说把这个在十字架上的人去把他，等于是把他的骨头给弄断，让他立即死掉，就不是让他自然死。
Okay, that's actually a Latin word, but literally it means breaking the bone. So that's why they were smashing up the legs of those two other men on the cross. Because if the bones break, and then the body sinks down, and if the body sinks down, because it can't be pushed up by the legs, then you asphyxiate, means you can't breathe, and you die in 2 minutes.
这个字其实黑板上的字是一个拉丁字它意思就是要把骨头给拆了，给折了。给弄断了，所以他们耶稣在他旁边的那两个犯人，他们其实都是被弄断了。所以他们当一个人被弄那个骨头被弄断的时候 ，you mean the spine?、Right?
No. The whole body sinks down.
But which bone they?
Well, you see the pictures when there's people on the cross, they have the arms out here,
right?
And then you'd see them with there'd be a nail through the feet.And the reason they didn't just have them hanging was because they would die too quickly. Because they can't breathe. If your body is hanging down, you can't breathe. So they would always stick a nail here or sometimes a small ledge that they could stand on. The Romans would do that because they don't want the people to die quickly.
一般正常的状况，如果那个十字架上的人他的脚是完全掉下来的，是两只手在上面的话，这个人是没办法呼吸的，他就很快就会死了。那但是如果是按照他们罗马人的做法，他在脚让他们那个两只脚是站在一个 木桩上面的时候，他就不会整个人掉下去，所以他就可以呼吸，就不是那么容易那么快就死。
Yeah, so if they break the legs, then the person cannot hold himself up, and then his body sinks down, and then he dies very quickly.
那所以呢，他们罗马人的方法就是把那个犯人的腿打断，然后这样的话，他就会立刻整个身体就往下沉，然后他就没有办法呼吸，他就会立刻死。所以在耶稣旁边的那两个人，他们腿其实是被打断了。
Yep. Now, of course, they didn't have to do that with Jesus because they got to Jesus and they saw it. Well, he's dead already.
而他们不需要打断耶稣基督的腿，是因为他们要去打的时候，发现他已经死了。
Remember, nobody killed Jesus, though.
我们要知道哦，没有人把耶稣在那个十字架上把他弄死，是他自己死的。
Yeah, Jesus did not die because he lost a lot of blood. He didn't die because he lost blood from his body.
所以耶稣并不是因为流了很多血而死的。
And he didn't die because he ran out of breath.
那耶稣也不是因为他没办法呼吸而死。
And he didn't die because he was on the cross for a long time and got hungry, obviously.
他也不是因为被挂在十字架上很久而死。
Jesus Christ's death was completely voluntary, which means he controlled his death.
而耶稣的死完全是他自主可以控制，他决定死的时候，他自愿性的死了。
Because at 3 p.m., when all of the sins had been punished already, so everything was finished, remember he said, tetelestai, and in Greek that means it's finished.
而记得吗？耶稣基督在下午三点的时候，所有他承担了所有人类的罪，而他说完成了，结束了。
Yeah, and then he said, "Father, into your hand I commit my spirit."
然后呢，他跟上帝说：“天父啊，我已将我的灵交给你。
”Oh God of truth. And then after he'd said all those things, he gave up his spirit.
然后他也说：“上帝。”真理，然后他就一口气。
And he emphasizes the truth, and this goes. There's a prophecy, and David said this as well, because it was because of doctrine, because of truth in his soul that Jesus was able to stay on the cross for those 6 hours. See, if Jesus wasn't applying doctrine for those hours that he was in pain, he would have sinned for sure. He was suffering so much.But with the doctrine he had in his soul, with the word of God in his soul, he was able to focus on his love for God and his love for us, and therefore he didn't get angry, he didn't get bitter, he didn't sin.
因为在那六个小时他受到的那种苦痛是没有人可以理解和想象的。但是因为上帝的真理在他的灵里，所以他一直可以在这六个小时里面都没有苦读，没有任何的埋怨，所以那样的话他，因为他如果有的话，他就等于是他就罪犯罪了。结果他都没有，因为他有那么强大的真理跟他的灵是结合的，相结合的。
Just like in any test that we face, yeah, under the filling of the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God in our soul, we can pass the test, and that's what Jesus had to do on the cross.
而就像耶稣曾经教给我们的，就是任何时候我们都要圣灵充满，然后呢去面对任何的测试，然后将上帝的话语再跟着我们圣灵的充满一起，是在我们面对任何生命生活的挑战测验的时候，磨练的时候，我们都要做的。而耶稣基督就在那时候那六个小时里完全的展现给我们看他怎么做的。
But it was those final 3 hours, remember from midday to 3 p.m, that's when he's being punished for the sins of the world. That's the worst.
而在中午12点到下午3点的时候，他正在承受所有人类的罪，而且受到所有的处罚，那是他最恐怖的一个段时间。
And even though it was very unfair, it was very unjust for Jesus Christ, but he didn't sin one time.
而那是对耶稣基督来讲，他是非常非常不公平的，而且是非常的不合理的。但是他也承受这样的这种不合理、不公平，他依然没有犯罪。
And at the end of it, that's why he said, "It's finished, tetelestai." And then he gave up his own soul and spirit.
然后，所以他说，这完成了，结束了。在下午三点的时候，他把他自己的灵交出去给天父。
So when the Roman soldiers came around to break the legs, the curi fragium process, they saw Jesus was dead, they didn't need to break his bones.
所以当罗马的士兵要来执行这种打断腿让他们死掉的这个执行的时候，他们不需要对耶稣基督这样做，因为他们发现他已经死了。
And this goes back to the prophecy that you know, when the Jews had to eat the Passover lamb, they couldn't break any of the bones.
在之前先知有讲过，是他们想要吃这个犹太人，他们要吃这个逾越节的羔羊，然后却不能够将那个羊的腿打断。
Actually, the lamb that they had to choose for the Passover meal had to be perfect as well. They couldn't have any spots or blemishes or any disabilities. And these are all representing Jesus Christ.
而这个所谓的逾越节的羔羊就是要完全是完美的，不能有任何的残缺。那这也代表了是耶稣基督他在十字架上死的状况，是一个完美的一个羔羊。
Jesus Christ was the perfect lamb, but also even in his death, he could not have bones broken.
所以耶稣基督代表的是一只完美的逾越节的羔羊，而且就算他死了，他都不可能被打断他的腿。
Okay, so on the Galilean calendar, this is all happening on the 15th, on the day of the 15th, but on the Judean calendar, it's happening on the 14th, on the Passover day.
所以如果是按照加利利的历法的话呢，耶稣之死是在 Nisan 的15天，也就是已经是过了逾越节。但是呢，对于犹太立法的话，这些事情刚好都发生在犹太立法上的 Passover 逾越节那一天。
Now Jesus had given his prophecy before this time. Remember, he gave that what we call the prophecy of Jonah. He said, "I will be in the tomb for 3 days and 3 nights, and then I will be resurrected."
而耶稣在之前，他有告诉他的门徒说，他将会死，而且他会在他的坟穴里待三天三夜。
And when you look at the calendar here, it all makes sense. So you've got 3 days down here, 1, 2, 3, and here we have 1, 2, 3 nights on the calendar.
好，所以我们从这里面看，就说要按照耶稣他之前就已经给的一个预言哈。
And you can count from 6 p.m. So the Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
然后下午六点前被放进了坟冢里，然后所以礼拜四的晚上、礼拜五的晚上、礼拜六的晚上，所以礼拜天就是他复活的日子。
You have to have the three full days here as well, so that would count from the that's the Thursday and the Friday and the Saturday.
他会在这个坟穴里待三天三夜，那刚好呢就是四号的晚上、十五号的晚上、十六号的晚上。
Jesus Christ is going to come out of the tomb early on Sunday morning.
然后呢，耶稣基督将会在礼拜天的早上就已经离开那个坟穴。
So it certainly wasn't Friday. You know, Christians around the world celebrate Good Friday, saying that that's the day Jesus Christ went to the cross. But he didn't go to the cross on Friday.
所以我们要理解的就是，耶稣基督其实不是在星期五被钉在十字架上，而是星期四。
No matter how you try to count it, if he went to the cross on Friday, you got 2 nights and like 1.5 days or something. It just doesn't work.
就是如果你是耶稣是星期五被挂上十字架的话，那根本就只有两天，就不是三天三夜了。
Whatever calendar you look at, there has to be 3 full days and 3 full nights.
但不论你用什么样的这个日历来看，它都必须是三夜三日之后耶稣复活。
There has to be 72 hours in there somewhere.
Yeah, 就是必须要有72个小时。
Okay, anyway, so that's enough for that study.
Okay, 这样的话我们大概应该就了解我们耶稣复活的时间表。
Now we're going to stop for, say, 15 minutes, and then we'll start up again at 25 past.
好，我们在2点25分的时候回来上课，休息一下。